Recorded Books and RB Digital present Union Jack by Val McDermid. Narrated by Caroline Guthrie.
Prologue. Mid-Atlantic, April 1993. I could murder some proper orange juice, Lindsay Gordon grumbled, wrinkling her nose in disgust at the plastic cup of juice on her airline breakfast tray. She sipped suspiciously. It managed to be both sharp and sickly at the same time. You know, something that tastes like it once met an orange. This stuff hasn't even been shown a photograph. You'd better get used to it, Sophie Hartley said, peeling the lid back from her own cup and knocking back the liquid. She winced. Not that it'll be easy. Think you can survive 2 weeks without freshly squeezed juice? Lindsay shrugged. Who knows? If it was only the juice. Sophie snorted. Hark at it! This is the woman whose idea of healthy eating used to be adding a tin of baked beans to bacon, sausage, egg and chips. Listen, Gordon, you can't come the California health freak with me. I can remember when the nearest thing to fruit juice in your flat was elderberry wine. Huh, Lindsay grunted. Don't get superior with me just because you used to eat your vegetables raw, even though you could afford the gas bill. Anyway, I'm not a California health freak. It would take more than a bunch of New Age born-again hippies to change Lindsay Gordon, let me tell you. First thing I'm going to do when I get off this plane is head for a chip shop and get tore into a fish supper. Sophie shook her head, smiling. You can't fool me, Gordon. 3 years in California and you're working out, eating salad twice a day, swallowing vitamins like Smarties, even wearing jumpers made from reclaimed wool. You're a California girl now, like it or not. Lindsay shuddered. Rubbish. The odd jog up the beach, that's all. And I was doing that long before America. Sophie grinned affectionately at her lover and wisely held her peace. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now commencing our descent into Glasgow Airport. Please return to your seats and fasten your seat belts. Please extinguish all smoking materials. Looking forward to it. Lindsay shrugged. Yes and no. I've been out of the game a long time. I'm not sure I even know what the issues are for trade unionists in the UK any longer. Sophie squeezed her hand. It'll be just fine. Lindsay smiled. Shouldn't it be me saying that to you, Dr. Hartley? You're the one delivering a keynote paper at an international conference. Play your cards right at this media conference, and you'll be a doctor soon too. Pick the right brains for your thesis, and they'll be begging you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?